This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a telephone call from US President Donald Trump. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that both leaders discussed the situation in West Asia and stressed the importance of keeping the Strait of Hormuz open and secure. He said during the telephonic conversation, the two leaders reviewed the substantial progress achieved in bilateral cooperation between the two countries in various sectors. Mr. Modi said both sides are committed to further strengthening their comprehensive global strategic partnership in all areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the corridor in Uttarakhand this afternoon. The Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor passes through Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand. It will reduce travel time between Delhi and Dehradun from more than 6 hours at present to about 2.5 hours. Speaking on the occasion in Dehradun, Mr. Modi said the corridor is a world-class infrastructure project that will deepen connectivity, strengthen economy and boost tourism.
Dehradun Delhi economic corridor se is pure kshetra ka kayakalp hone ja raha hai. Pehla fayda to ye hai ki isse samay bachega. Aana jana sasta aur tez hoga aur dusra bada fayda rozgar ka hoga. Ab iske nirman mein 12,000 crore rupaye kharch hue to hazaron shramikon ko kaam mila. Sathiyo, is shandar expressway se Uttarakhand ke tourism ko bahut hi bada fayda dega. Dehradun, Haridwar, Rishikesh, Masuri aur Char Dham yatra ke liye ye sabse pramukh marg banega.
Bihar's Deputy Chief Minister and BJP leader Samraj Chaudhary will take oath as the new Chief Minister of the state tomorrow. He will be the first BJP leader to assume the top post in the state. The swearing-in ceremony is scheduled to take place at Lok Bhavan in Patna at 11 a.m. Earlier in the day, Mr. Chaudhary met Governor Syed Atta Hasnain at Lok Bhavan and staked his claim to form the government. He was unanimously elected as the leader during NDA legislature party meeting this afternoon. The development comes following resignation of JDU President Nitish Kumar as Chief Minister of Bihar after his election to the Rajya Sabha. Campaigning for assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu is in full swing. Top leaders of various parties are holding public meetings and addressing rallies to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the manifesto released by BJP is receiving strong appreciation from the people of the state. Addressing poll rallies in Raiganj and Malda, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi criticized Trinamool Congress government for not fulfilling its promise of providing jobs to the state's youth. TMC President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee held rallies at Howrah, Paschim Medinipur and Purva Medinipur districts. In Tamil Nadu, BJP leader K. Annamalai campaigned in Madathukulam, accusing the DMK of promoting dynastic politics. DMK President and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin held public meeting in Vellore, highlighting his government's achievements. AIA DMK General Secretary Edappadi Palaniswamy, during rallies in Tiruchirappalli and Theni, alleged a decline in law and order under the DMK government. In Chhattisgarh, at least 9 workers were killed in a boiler explosion at power plant in Sakti district today. Over 40 workers sustained burn injuries, with 8 reported to be in critical condition. The plant is located in Singhanterai village of Dhabra block. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the mishap. Delegations from Israel and Lebanon met in Washington today for their first direct talks in decades to seal a potential ceasefire, marking a significant diplomatic step amid mounting pressure to end the ongoing conflict. The talks, hosted by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, are being mediated between Israeli envoy Yechiel Leiter and Lebanon's Nada Hamadev Mowad. In IPL cricket, host Chennai Super Kings have set a target of 193 runs for Kolkata Knight Riders. In reply, Kolkata Knight Riders were 119 for 6 wickets in 15.5 overs when the reports came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.